All right, so there was something I forgot to mention, and that was to do with me reading from our path, actually. And that was a question we had from Alexander Garson earlier this week. And since he's literally financing this show, I feel very obligated to answer his question. And that is, what happens to the name Nordic Resistance Movement when we take power? Because we won't be a resistance movement anymore. And the simple answer is that the movement dissolves into the sitting parliament, the Senate that is going to be, with one leader at the top. And it's going to be called the Nordic Nation, as far as I know. You know, there's not going to be any political parties. There is only going to be issues discussed with National Socialism in mind. And that's the way it was in Germany, although they did still call themselves the NSDAP. It's basically irrelevant. Once you have majority power, whatever you call yourself, you're in power. So there's not no one, no party to vote for, which is absolutely fantastic.